All right, welcome back to the show, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And joining me now on the line is former NFL quarterback. He's an NFL analyst for ESPN. He's a celebrity golfer as well. He is Joe Theismann, very good friend of the program, joined us a couple months ago during the Honda Classic, and he's with us again today. Joe, good morning to you. Thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes.
You're welcome, Russ. As a matter of fact, Ernie Els' only victory this year was at the Honda.
It was a great week, Joe. He played awfully well. It's, you know, I'll tell you what, his season kind of baffles me. He played so well here 2 months ago, winning the Honda, and then, you know, he changed his swing coaches. He didn't look good at all at the Masters. And then, you know, last week at Torrey Pines, he's in contention down the stretch on Sunday at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, he played well. You know, I think his pro-am partner had a lot to do with it at the Honda. It was me. No, actually, I tell you something. I've had the opportunity to play with a lot of guys, and Ernie is one of the nicest people. And it was interesting in our conversation as we walked the course. I asked him. I said, "Well, what's the toughest golf course you play?" And he said, "Obviously, the Masters is difficult." But he said, "What they can do to the U.S. Open courses is where you find the most difficult golf." And it was interesting listening to the guys talk about the U.S. Open. Phil Mickelson commented on it. I think Johnny Miller made some great comments about it, that it was difficult, but it was fair, and yet even par almost was what everybody was shooting. I think that's sort of where everybody feels like the Open winds up, and that's about where it was. So we've heard people complain in the past about the design, the greens, and everything else. This one, everybody just complimented the way it was set up, but yet the scores still came in the same.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. I heard a lot of comments like that all week long. You know, Dave Pelz, the short game guru, said on Golf Channel during the week that in his 30-plus years of attending U.S. Opens, that was the fairest test that he has ever seen in a U.S. Open. And we had Reese Jones on the show last week, and he, of course, did the redesign at Torrey Pines in 2001, and he was very, very happy with the way that the USGA set up the course. Mike Davis did a great job, not only setting up the course with the graduated rough where it got, you know, successively more penal as you get farther away from the fairways, but also the multiple tees. I love the way that they set up, you know, the par 5 13th hole. There were three separate tees during the 4 days of contention, and then the par 4 14th for 3 days it played from 4:30, and then on Sunday they shortened it up and it was playing from 2:70. It was a great tournament. It was a lot of fun to watch, and of course Tiger coming in, you know, at the end and winning it the way he did. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is probably Tiger's greatest victory in his career.
I agree with you. You know, just before we talk about Tiger, though, what I think was proven, and you know, maybe Michael carry it forward as they set up more U.S. Opens, but you don't have to make it so difficult that the players don't stand a chance. And I think every golf course should have a 280, 275-yard par 4, where it's risk-reward, give the guys a chance. And what I was really impressed with was the way the pins were set up on Sunday. Some of them were very, very accessible. If you hit good shots, you got rewarded. If you hit bad shots, you wind up paying a penalty for it. And, everything about this U.S. Open, anybody who loves golf could look at this U.S. Open and say, you know what, I could play that course the way it is. So it was, you had every, and I heard it on the radio, which was great yesterday, you had every man's representative in Rocco Mediate going up against Superman in Tiger Woods.
Right, right.
And that's really what he was. I mean, Tiger, he's the most influential athlete in the history of sport. I mean, he covers a tremendous broad spectrum, I think, of both men and women, race, gender, creed, color. It doesn't matter who you are. You have to appreciate the accomplishments of this young man. And on top of everything else, and goodness only knows, so many other sports could learn a lesson from it, he is a class act all the way around.
I agree with you 100%. Joe Theismann, former NFL quarterback, joining me here on the line. Of course, he's also an analyst, an NFL analyst for ESPN, and plays golf on the side as well. Very accomplished celebrity golfer. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Joe, I am in complete accordance with you on your opinions regarding Tiger Woods, and I wrote a blog a couple days ago, and in my opinion, you know, the question regarding Tiger for the last few years has been best golfer of all time, and, you know, obviously the comparison is to Jack Nicklaus. In my opinion, with this victory, his 14th major, considering what he overcame, I think the question now must become best athlete of all time. And we're talking about names that we're regarding in that question are Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Babe Ruth. I mean, I think that's where we are now with Tiger Woods.
I agree with you. And I agree with you. And you never, I don't think you ever really know what's inside of a person until they play hurt. And it was obvious during this entire championship that Tiger was not 100%. And this is the scary thing about Tiger. He didn't drive the ball well at all. His putting was erratic the first couple of days. And he limped around the golf course. And he won. Now, how scary a notice is that to everyone else, Russ, that once he gets himself fully healthy again and is the Tiger that we've known prior to this Open, how impressive is he going to be going down the road? Which really brings into my mind all of Jack's records. You know, are they reachable? Is it something that we can talk about and say, can Tiger become, as you mentioned, the greatest golfer? I think he's right in there with all the great athletes, but the greatest golfer of all time. I think he's almost there now.
I agree. I think he is. I realize he has not yet gotten to 18 majors or 73 victories, the numbers that Jack achieved in his 25-year-plus career. But I think considering what he's done in a 12-year span, the sample size for me is large enough, even though it's not 20-plus years, that I think we can you know, obviously it's an opinion. It's not a fact, and we'll never have a perfect answer. But in my opinion, he is the greatest golfer of all time, and he's in the consideration with guys like Ruth and Jordan and Gretzky as greatest athlete of all time. Joe Theismann, former NFL quarterback and NFL analyst for ESPN, joining me here on the phone line. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And Joe, of course, you're a spokesman for Avodart and GlaxoSmithKline, and because of that, you do a number of health-conscious initiatives throughout the year. You were involved with something for Avodart during the Honda Classic this March in Palm Beach Gardens, and you're at it again this week. You've been up in Connecticut all week long for a men's health forum. And basically, it's health tips to improve your health and your game. Give me an idea for what's been going on all week long up at the Travelers Championship.
Well, actually, it's been a great week. I mean, the golf has obviously been special. You know, you get spoiled with the U.S. Open, and then all of a sudden you get back to the regular tour. But the Travelers have done a wonderful job up here in Hartford. As a matter of fact, on Wednesday afternoon, we had a health forum with Fred Funk, Nick Ferguson, Jason Gore, and myself. And we talked about the importance of health in general. My specific area has to do with enlarging prostates and prostate care. And people can log on to our website, which is prostatecare.com, to see if maybe there are some symptoms that you're having that may be causing you discomfort, like getting up in the middle of the night, having to go to the bathroom multiple times was a symptom for me that really became an indicator that there was an issue and a problem. Went to my doctor, got checked out. And you know what I'm really trying to get people doing, and it's, the response has been tremendous. I mean, there are a lot of questions and a lot of varied ages. You know, Fred and I are about the same age. Jason's a little bit younger than us. Nick's a young kid. So you have all of these different types of tips that you pick up and you listen to and you think about, okay, what can I be doing better to keep myself healthy? I think the tour's done a wonderful job setting up the forum. And, you know, just watching Tiger last week drag himself around a golf course, and you know, I've been walking around. You're walking around on Wednesday. You get tired. People say, oh, golfers aren't athletes. Well, then you go and try and walk five rounds of golf. You know, you go walk 25-some-odd miles during the course of a week and see if it doesn't get your heart going and get the juices flowing. And really have to mentally stay fit. I think mental toughness is one of the things we talk about. It isn't just your physical body that you have to work on, but I think you have to mentally prepare yourself to be healthy also.
Yeah, it's holistic. I mean, it's a complete lifestyle. It's not just one thing. You got to make sure that you're basically balanced, a balanced individual, not only with work, but with play and with your family life as well. And health is a big part of that. Prostatecare.com is the website. And of course, Joe, we realize, you know, I'm a man of 31 years of age and I've already had a colonoscopy. I think once you start getting into your late 20s, it's never too early to start thinking progressively and start realizing that you got to take care of yourself, and the earlier the better.
That was one, you know, interestingly enough for us, that was one of the questions that came up during the course of the week is, at what age should I start looking into it? To me, if you log onto the website and you happen to see a symptom that may be happening in your life, I mean, I've talked to 26, 27-year-old kids that say, you know, it's sort of happening to me. you just don't know when it might happen. Statistics say that 50% of men over 50 have an enlarging prostate. 90% of men over 80 have one. Well, that basically tells you that as you get older, this is probably going to occur in your life. So early detection, early diagnosis gives you an opportunity to be able to go on with the quality of life that you want. I want to keep on playing golf into my 60s and 70s without interruption. I want to be able to make a trip with my family. And I say, and this is one of the things that, you know, I've really started to talk to are the women. Because guys, by nature, we're not very good about doctor's appointments. Women are wonderful. Women are the CEOs of the family. They're the ones that make the appointments. They're the ones that keep it. And the other thing is if you've got that man in your house that keeps getting up in the middle of the night, what kind of night's rest are you going to get as a woman? So it you know, it serves everybody. And the enlarging prostate, really, Russ, has been, it's an inconvenience. And we tend to say we can live with inconveniences. But then all of a sudden, if it gets too bad, it becomes an interruption. And then you start to do something about it. And what I'm saying is don't wait till your life is interrupted.
Right.
Take care of yourself now. Simply get to the doctor's. Make an appointment, get yourself checked out.
Just like an automobile, preventative maintenance, take care of it before it becomes a problem. ProstateCare.com is the website. My guest, of course, today is NFL quarterback, former NFL quarterback, Joe Theismann, NFL analyst for ESPN, and a celebrity golfer. And Joe, that's where I want to go next before I let you go, because I know you will be in the field along with the John Elways and the Mario Lemieux and the Michael Jordans next month at Lake Tahoe for the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament. It's something, I think it's been going on for over 20 years now, and it's a fun event every single year. I love watching this thing. Do you go out there each year thinking about winning, or are you just trying to have a good time?
You know, I've taken two different approaches to that, Russ. Back about 7-8 years ago, really when I turned 50, I thought about the Champions Tour. At that time, it was the Seniors Tour. And I started playing every day. I was practicing 5, 6, 7 hours a day and playing. And I really felt like I had my game in order. And then I went out and played in the pro-ams like I did this past week, and I said, you know, maybe you're not quite there. You sort of dedicated a lot of your life to getting beat up and playing football while these other guys were working on golf. But I managed to finish, I think, third a number of years ago, and I really got excited. I said, you know, it's within my grasp. And then I got into this mental thing, and gosh, the game is so mental. Because we've gone to a Stapleford system, which is basically you get points for pars, bogeys, birdies, eagles, and the likes. Because I play with a guy like Chris Chandler, who won it last year, who's 6'5", 245 pounds, and we have a 512-yard 18th hole, roughly. He hits driver 9-iron.
Oh, man.
I'm hitting driver 3-iron and hoping I can get it to the green. So mentally, I started to beat myself up and say, geez, I can't compete with these young guys. I can't hit the ball as far. But you know what? This year I decided. And a guy like Rocco Mediate gets me excited about it, is that you don't have to always hit every par 5 and 2, but if you can chip and putt and you have a short game, you can make as many birdies as anybody else. You know, Fred Funk won the Players Tournament a number of years back.
So, at the age of 49.
Right. So it can be done. So I'm going into it this year looking to win it. I'm not going in just to compete and get excited about it, which I love to do, but I'm going out there to win it.
Oh, you got a game plan going out there. And you know, Joe, you're a part of a very small fraternity. You NFL quarterbacks, along, it seems like the quarterbacks from the NFL and the hockey players are the two sections of the field that tend to win these things. Billy Joe Tolliver, Chris Chandler, Dan Marino, yourself. Did you see your boy Tony Romo last week playing at Torrey Pines? Guy shot an 84.
I know. Well, you know, he was, and it's funny too, Tony played last year in Tahoe for the first time, and everybody talked about how close he was to making the Open, how close he was to qualifying, and he didn't play that well out there because it's the same kind of greens we saw at Torrey Pines. It's Poana greens, and Poana is a funny, funny grass. It's not like Bermuda, like you find other places where it's true. Poana grows with a little leaf that you can be a foot from the hole. And we saw Adam Scott do it.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
right.
I mean, you can be. Rocco missed a couple of short birdies that really could have made a difference in him winning the Open outright without having to go to the playoff. So, you know, it gets into your head a little bit out there, the putting part of it. But, you know, Tony loves it. It's a neat fraternity that we've come across here of all the guys that love to play. And I'm hoping that Brett Favre's going to be out in Tahoe so we get a chance to say thank you for all the entertainment and everything he did during the course of his career.
Well, good luck, Joe, to you. You have the game plan. You're going out there set to win, so I hope it works out for you. I'm looking forward to watching it. Enjoy yourself in Lake Tahoe. Enjoy yourself the rest of this weekend in Connecticut during the Men's Health Forum. ProstateCare.com is the website. Make sure you check it out and get your prostate checked out earlier the better. Joe Theismann has been our guest, a very good friend of the program. Joe, as always, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll talk to you again sometime down the road.
Thanks, Russ. Enjoyed visiting with you. Take care.